As men get older, they are subject to hormone imbalance. And when this happens, men can experience osteoporosis, memory loss, irritability, blood sugar imbalance, weight gain, enlarged prostate, erectile dysfunction, and risk of stroke. The human endocrine system manufactures hormones. Why not feed your system plant nutrition to make the hormones that are right for you? For centuries, these herbs have been used to balance the male hormone system. Men, you've waited long enough for the male hormone formula. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 for the male hormone formula. 866-229-3663 or online at thepowerherbs.com. 866-229-3663, where your healthcare options just became endless.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at the3w's.thepowerherbs.com.
2 Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. I'm here to empower you. That's what I like to do here on Herb Talk. Magical engineer Frank and I have a great show, and thanks for joining us on the American Voice Radio Network. We're going to be talking about imbalance and how some simple things can mess up a balance in the human body and just create a whole slew of problems. So we're going to show you how simple it is in a lot of ways. Not always, but most of the time, to correct that imbalance and, you know, lower your risk of disease. So we're going to talk about that. Also, we're going to be talking about, I think we're going to hit the cervical cancer topic we didn't fit in last time. And we'll see how much time we have left over. We can fit in some other things. And we do have a quack report right here. Yes, we do. And I do have my devotional, you know, so I brought that. I'm ready. You know, and before we do all the good stuff, we're going to say a big salute and semper fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We're going to hit the knees, seek the Lord's face, because we need supernatural help. We do. As a nation, we need to be, you know, united on the righteous path. So we're going to need God's help to get us there. So in the devotional today, this is a snippet from Psalms 139, Colossians 1, and 1 John chapter 1. It goes like this. I am your living God, far more abundantly alive than the most vicarious person you know. The human body is wonderfully crafted, but gravity and inevitable effects of aging weigh it down. Even the most superb athlete cannot maintain his fitness over many decades. Lasting, abundant life can be found in me alone. Do not be anxious about the weakness of your body. Instead, view it as a prelude to my infusing energy into your being. And as you identify more and more fully with me, my life becomes increasingly entwined with yours. And through the process of aging continues, inwardly you grow stronger with the passing years. Those who live close to me develop an inner aliveness that makes them seem youthful in spite of their years. So let my life shine through you as you walk in the light with me. Amen. Yeah, let's go into the weekend with that positive note, shall we? Yeah, and seek the Lord's face and find salvation through the Lord, because that is the way. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. All right, thanks, Frank. Okay, first up in the quacker survey. Oh, boy, here we go politically. But the reason I pulled this out of my stack here is that a survey shows that this election year, people are stressed out. New evidence shows campaign 2016 having some emotional impact on people, stressing a lot of people out there. According to a new survey from the American Psychological Association, half of Americans say that this presidential election is stressing them out. According to Dr. Douglas Halderman of the American Psychological Association, he says it's become an emotional event, and it's also become polarized. And a new term's cropped up, election anxiety. I got Valerian root for that, and, you know, grab your Bible, that helps too. All right, moving along in the quack report. Medical studies skewed by scientists, according to this research. This is a study, recent study in the, where is this? It was a recent study titled The Mass Production of Redundant, Misleading, Conflicted Systemic Reviews and Meta-Analysts. Oh, my goodness. Pharmaceutical companies do spend millions or billions developing their new drugs. And, of course, they're allowed to conduct their own self-controlled clinical trials. They have financial incentives, really, to skew those outcomes towards their benefit. And so for years, these studies, which were called meta-analysis or systemic reviews, appeared to be all the information that the doctor needs, because these reviews supposedly filled in the gaps, completed the findings. And so doctors were relying on those. That was expert advice, and it kind of crafted their practice. So now, according to this review, 185 published academic literature studies were analyzed, and they found that of them, over a period of 7 years, 25 meta-analysts per year were done on antidepressants alone. So worse, according to the research, studies are being conducted by scientists who have financial interest in the outcome of the study. In other words, they have some sort of financial connection with the drug manufacturer and the drug. So if one were to examine these conclusions on nearly all, with the exception of one of the studies they found, there were no issues or caveats, nothing saying antidepressants were bad for you. They said you'd have to find the downside to these drugs in these studies, you'd have to dive deep into the study where the warnings about increased risk of suicide would be found. So if doctors didn't do that, they were prescribing drugs not knowing that would put their patient at risk. So doctors are now turning to this peer review analysis documentation rather than relying on themselves, you know, going to each other for advice. So it represents a danger, really, to the health, public health. All right, moving along in the Quack Report, speaking of antidepressants, there's a study that says antidepressants, if you use them during pregnancy, they say now are being linked to speech impediments in the children that are born. So antidepressant drugs, they give this to expectant mothers for things like morning sickness, food cravings, you know, feeling the blues, if you will, and it's affecting the unborn child. This was a study out of Columbia University that was published in the JAMA Journal of Psychiatry, said that women who take the SSRIs, the selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor drugs that pharmaceutical companies make for depression, if they take them when they're pregnant, they could be sentencing their babies to a lifetime of speech problems because of speech language impediments. So moms out there need to be careful what they're doing. The advice of their doctor, always check it out. And last but not least, in the Quack Report, this is coming out of the World Health Organization. Let me see what you think about this. They say if you have failure to find a sexual partner or you have failed to become pregnant if you're a female after 12 months of unprotected sex, that you now qualify as having a disability. Yeah, people who don't have sex or struggle to find a sexual partner or who want children and can't seem to conceive in a 12-month period are now considered as disabled, according to the World Health Organization. So it's a dramatic move, wouldn't you say, to change this, the standard, the definition, suggesting that, you know, you're disabled in some way. A World Health Organization stands by this change. They say that every individual has a right to reproduce. Yeah, but that doesn't make them disabled if they don't. All right, critics branded the new laws as absurd, arguing the organization has overstepped their mark, moving into social matters rather than just health. I agree. The definition of infertility is now being written in such a way that includes rights of the individuals to have a family. And get this, it doesn't just include single men and single women, but also gay men and gay women. Okay, so if you're going to claim a disability, what does that smack of? Oh, yeah, some sort of government benefit, right? Cha-ching. And that wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Thank you, Frank. Okay, we're going to talk about imbalance, because sometimes when our body's not in balance, it could equal a risk of putting us at more of a risk of disease. So the human body really is dependent on maintaining system balance. It just amazes me how much the body can tolerate with regards to an imbalance before it succumbs to disease. So the most basic principles in health have been swept under the rug, buried in an avalanche of scientific studies to promote anything but health. So I've been teaching basic common sense health therapies for over 16 years. And when people start to use common sense regarding their health, guess what happens? They take back the power influencing their health. So we're going to take a look and get a handle on some of the basic minerals that influence our overall health and how we can be savvy about the balance. All right, here's a quote from Victoria Drake at Linus Pauling Institute, Oregon State University, who says, biochemical function has not been defined by experimental evidence. Identifying the exact benefit of an element can be difficult, as they rarely enter the body in a pure form. And then here's a quote from Christine Gaberstadt of the American Dietetic Association, who says, a normal diet consists of thousands of compounds. Some are trace elements whose effect are the study of ongoing research. And science can only say with any certainty about what 12 elements are doing, end of quote. Well, thanks for pointing out how limited science is in this regard at this point. But let's talk about the mighty 11 elements that they've identified. Because science has identified 11 necessary minerals out of about 60 chemical elements that are essential for the human body to function. So often the others are referred to as macronutrients, and science still doesn't know what their functions are. But basic plant forms need minerals to thrive, and without these elements, the human cell function fails. So without these 11, the body can't maintain bones or cell structure, pH balance in the body, can't manage chemical reactions and electrical charges. So the least of these elements has a big role in maintaining health. So we're going to take a look at these elements. Here's the, mighty 11. We have oxygen, carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, calcium, phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, sodium, chlorine, and magnesium. But we're going to just highlight a few elements today, just to see what two of them can do. Big difference in health. Okay, so we're going to look at sodium, and we're going to look at potassium. Okay, so sodium's first. It's about 0.15% found in a few amino acids, and it's thought to be important in helping proteins keep their shape. And by the way, not all sodium is the same, so we're going to cover that in a minute. And then potassium is about 0.25% found to be an important electrolyte to carry the electrical charge via solutions in the body to help regulate heartbeat and essential for all nerve function. So potassium also plays a role in the strength and health of our skeletal system, our digestion, our muscles, and the connective tissues, and the cells that comprise our major organs. So you will find natural whole food potassium in your fruits and vegetables. If we can eat enough of these foods, we can reduce our risk of hypertension and heart attack and stroke. However, much of the food is mineral deficient now, 35 to 50%. Also, the refining of salt has removed a lot of mineral content from our diet. So refining of salt has removed a lot of required minerals. And people are also on these salt-free diets, further promoting heart disease and other illnesses. I know. Well, let's talk about salt for a minute. It's the naughty word. It's a four-letter word, but it's necessary. It is. Your blood, your sweat, your tears are all salty. And the amount of magnesium, sodium, and other trace minerals in natural salt is in perfect balance, and it mimics our cell chemistry. Therefore, using a whole food salt that's been unprocessed, so like your Celtic sea salt, for instance, helps our body maintain the right amount of salt in cell fluid and in blood. So your body requires that you replenish salt to maintain health. That's absolutely true. So without adequate salt supply, your cells begin to die. And when you obtain the right salt, you reap the following benefits. You'll receive 7 times more nutrition from your vegetables. It aids in brain function when you have the right salt. Also, your cells regenerate, and you have electrolytes and a lot more energy. Salt will aid in digestion. It breaks down protein into amino acids to feed the cells. And also, salt is a cardiovascular system aid, doesn't create hypertension or high blood pressure. So real salt, not processed salt, but the real stuff, is good for you. And we're all hearing the opposite, aren't we? And everybody's sick. Well, let's consult a few salt doctors. I'm talking about medical physicians. What are they saying? Well, if we significantly reduce our salt intake, we can experience medical complications, according to Dr. John Lara of the Hypertension Center and Dr. Mark Pecker of the Internal Clinical Medicine of New York. We can experience the following symptoms if we're salt depleted. We can have loss of appetite, nausea, fainting, weakness or muscle twitching, abdominal cramping, and anorexia. So severe salt depletion can produce those symptoms along with profuse sweating. So if you have a severe depletion, you're going to sweat a lot. So the body needs salt in the cells because it converts sodium to potassium to cool the body. So without salt, our cells explode. Now, the research from Dr. LaRaw and Dr. Pecker was based on a devitalized processed salt. And just think what science could discover with an unprocessed whole salt that's sun-dried and has retained its natural 84 minerals that the human body needs. Here is a quote from Dr. John LaRaw and Dr. Pecker, Mark Pecker's journal article in the Journal of Hypertension that appeared in 1991. They said this: "These dangers of salt restriction, while extremely well known quantitatively, have not been subject to quantitation in our population such as ours. So given the broad variety of dietary habits in the population, even a policy of universal moderate salt restriction achieved by restricting the salt content of prepared foods may subject large numbers of people to diets severely depleted in salt. So this problem relates to salt depletion may well exist even with a problem of moderate salt restriction." So they're saying no salt, not good. Low salt diets, not good. Even moderate salt use, probably not good. And of course, they're talking about processed salt, the Morton stuff, the white stuff, okay? They don't know about the real good stuff. Now, an article in the February 2003 issue of the Journal of Human Hypertension reported on a study that was entitled "Cost of Poor Blood Pressure Control in the UK." Now, this is important. This is going to highlight something real important, so don't tune out. The study was also reported by the American Institute of Stress, and it highlights the fact that scientific medicine and socialized healthcare do not have a handle on controlling diseases linked to mineral deficiency. Okay, according to Dr. LaRaw and the Reuters report, there are 62,000 unnecessary deaths in the UK alone each year due to hypertension-related issues. So he goes on to state, Dr. LaRaw says, half of the people with high blood pressure are at a risk of stroke and are not identified. Half who are identified are not treated, and the half who are treated aren't treated properly. End of quote. Now, you're talking about a socialized healthcare system, a one-payer system. They can't even get hypertension right. Okay, so yet the media and the government are boasting about all the progress that's been made with allegedly new breakthrough advances, making us believe that the war on hypertension is just practically over. Yeah. Well, Dr. LaRaw clearly states that the reality is that things are getting progressively worse and that cases of hypertension and stroke will probably even rise more. And based on what we've seen since 2003, I would say, yeah. All right. So, and why is that? Why do we have a rise in these cases? The doctor enlightens us some more. He says, quote, "Misinformation and the government guidelines for treatment of high blood pressure, also promoted by the National Heart, Blood, and Lung Institute, are dictated more by politics rather than science." And just imagine politics taking over the healthcare system. Wow, that's a marriage made in hell right there. Well, let's talk about the human body relying on your salt. So another reason salt is so valuable to your health is that it is a brain food. Without sodium, you can't think, focus, or concentrate. And why do you suppose that is? Well, sodium regenerates your brain cells, and the proper salt will recharge the cells of the body like a battery. Also help the cells produce minerals, enrich your saliva, and improve your digestion. So with the proper salt, your body will be able to assimilate 7 times more nutrition from your food, like I mentioned. How does it do that? Well, salt will break down into sodium and chlorine, and these elements are needed to produce hydrochloric acid for the digestive system, where you extract more protein, amino acids, and so forth. Also, you may not know that salt is really your longevity mineral. A low salt diet promotes aging because the cells need salt to regenerate. So salt feeds the heart muscle, assists the liver in its function, and helps your adrenal glands remove toxins. So your system functions better when you maintain the proper electrolyte balance in the blood to feed your cells. And the only way to do that is, say it with me, I need some salt. All right, let's talk about the real salt. We're talking about sun-dried salt that has your mineral content still in it. Celtic sea salt is not just sodium chloride. It has 84 essential elements, minerals. Refined commercial salt really doesn't have the elements because they've been removed to sell to the industrial companies for more profit, and you get a devitalized piece of crap left. That's what you get. So these 84 elements are buffers in your whole salt to soften the harshness of sodium chloride and assist in your digestion and to help the body eliminate residues through the kidneys. So there's a balance here in these minerals, 84 of them. So this way the body is able to balance your fluids perfectly, avoid edema or, you know, fluid retention, and also avoid dehydration. This is just a perfect example that God knows what he's doing chemistry-wise when he gives us ocean salt, right? Which has been used for thousands of years. Yeah, Magical Engineer says your regular white table salt is a waste product. Absolutely, because the salt refineries remove all the elements and sell it to a commercial industry. They used to sell the mineral salts to NASA, and they used them for fuel explosives for the shuttle. That's what they used to do. But now they sell a lot of the minerals back to other corporations to use to make products or to supplement manufacturers to put inside their stuff. But, you know, if you get a whole salt, you get it all the way you were intended to get it in its natural state, its pure state, really. All right. Now let's talk about salt use. What's the best way to use your Celtic sea salt? Anybody know? Well, you definitely don't want to boil it. Okay, so if you're going to cook with it, last stage of cooking, low simmer, no hot temperatures. You also want to keep your salt covered because it likes to breathe. It's got magnesium still in it. So you want to let it breathe, but you want to keep the dust off of it. So if you have a container with a loose-fitting lid, that'll be just fine. I just tell people, go to your department store or whatever store that sells, like, flour salt canisters, and just take that rubber seal off the lid so that the lid sits nicely, but it can breathe and keeps the dust off. If you do put your salt in a salt shaker, make sure it has no metal, because salt will corrode metal. So ceramic and glass is the way to go there. Of course, you could do the old-timey thing. Get a salt box. Are we taking a break, Frank? Is that what that means? I got to take a break. I'll be right back.
Life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
financial obligations or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herbs' emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Thomas Edison invented the light bulb, Henry Ford the automobile, and herbalist Wendy Wilson? Well, discover for yourself. Listen to Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand. Have a plan. Have peace and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Our prescription for good health? Herb Talk Live with herbalist Wendy Wilson. No insurance card required.
Don't make the aspirin mistake. Aspirin was discovered by mistake during World War II and suppresses your immune system and prevents blood clotting. Don't expose your body to risk when you can use a natural inflammation and pain reliever called Extra Strength Pain Relief by Apothecary Herbs. Discover the power this formula has with salicin to enter the system in 60 seconds to work hard and relieve pain for 12 hours. Whether it's arthritis, sports injury, or flu, you can relieve aches, pain, and swelling with our Extra Strength Pain Relief formula. Call Apothecary Herbs now, toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
Tell you what, getting down with some blues. I like it. Okay, well, right before the break, we were talking about using our salt and, you know, how to store it, how to cook with it. I typically don't cook with my salt. I'll put it on at the table and people can add it. I do use it in baking, but typically I don't, you know, throw it in boiling water and all that stuff. Now, usually when you use a whole salt has the minerals in it, the body is satisfied with less volume, so you'll use a third less salt in a year's time with a sun-dried organic Celtic sea salt. And average family probably use a pound in a year's worth of time. So there you go. And it doesn't promote hypertension. but you don't want to do too much salt. You don't want to go crazy. Let's talk about high blood pressure. So if there is a high blood hypertension issue, you can use the Celtic sea salt, but don't overdo it. And in instances where individuals are maybe been using the processed salt, or maybe they're on low salt diets and then on prescription for heart medications, there's going to be a need to strengthen the cardio system along with utilizing your salt for the minerals, because remember, the minerals are important for electrolytes, for this central nervous system to send a signal down to the heart so it keeps beating. You need salt. So the arteries and veins stay flexible, so it's harder for plaque to form. So salt's really important for the cardio system. It's a mineral element function warehouse for the heart system, and so it's necessary. So there are some heart herbs that also that will strengthen and revitalize a weak system. So herbs like hawthorn berries, your circulatory cayenne, garlic, motherwort, these all promote a strengthening and obviously heart health. So you can utilize that along with your salt. Let's talk about your real salt and your heart herbs. So you're going to find authentic sun-dried whole food Celtic sea salt at Apothecary Herbs. They import it from France, where the ocean salt is harvested and dried in the sun. It retains the minerals. So this salt is not going to be white. It's going to be an off-white or gray color, telltale sign that it's sun-dried, because salt that's been processed or artificially heated turns white. So you got nothing if it's white. Also, Himalayan salt is a mine salt, and it can contain more shale, and that could put your kidneys at risk, because shale can clog your kidneys. So if you're looking at the pink, orange Himalayan salt, FYI there. So the heart herbs, you'll also find at Apothecary Herbs. You want to ask about their heart formula, one of their best sellers, really. People love it. So call to order your salt, your Celtic sea salt, or your heart formula, which is a liquid for fast, efficient action. You can call 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663 if you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277, or you can visit them at thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. You can ask for a free product catalog, of course, but big news, the new website for thepowerherbs.com is going to go live next Wednesday, so from now until then, we're having a big 20% off sale at Apothecary Herbs to celebrate honoring the old site, ushering in the new. So on orders of $65 or more, you can save 20%. Use coupon NEWSITE16. Of course, the code or coupon is up on the homepage right above the banner if you want to check that out. Okay, so this is right before the new site goes live on Wednesday. So you want to hurry and use your 20% off a discount, because that ends Tuesday the 25th. Okay, so if you need to stock up on stuff, 20%, woohoo, you know, get what you need, and there you go. All right, we're going to shift gears. We're going to be talking about our cervical cancer topic, and we've touched on this before, but you know, a lot of people worried about cancer now, especially now, because we've got so many things seem to be promoting cancer left and right. No, not of our own doing either. So cervical cancer used to be the leading cause of cancer death for women in the United States, but now it's the fifth most common cancer among women worldwide. So modern medicine is saying the decrease in the death rate may be due to the fact that women are better educated. They're getting earlier detection going. Each year, Americans spend about $2 billion to treat cervical cancer. And there is an average of 12,000 women diagnosed with the disease. About 4,000 die each year from the disease. So in America, cervical cancer is the eighth most common cancer for women. But worldwide, there's about 471,000 cases, and there is a woman who dies of this disease worldwide every 2 minutes. So in less developed countries, such as like Central America or South Africa, cervical cancer is the second most common cancer in women with 300,000 deaths there annually. Wow. So what are the risks? Well, according to the Western Journal of Medicine, the average age of a woman that develops cervical cancer is around 50. However, women as young as 17 can develop the disease, and medicine states that the precursor cells can take 10 to 15 years to develop and then flag an early detection for doctors to notice it. But modern medicine claims 90% cure rate if the disease is caught early enough. But physicians state that the introduction of the Pap smear test in 1941, which that was that early detection method, they said reduced the number of cervical cancer deaths related deaths. So one can only wonder if the pharmaceutical industry intends to replace the Pap smear with that highly promoted Gardasil vaccine, right? Now, this vaccine has been advertised to prevent cervical cancer, the papilloma virus. But up till now, the only risk of having a Pap smear is if the test offered a false positive result, meaning that, you know, you thought you were cancer-free but weren't. So the Gardasil vaccine, on the other hand, they say offers women more risk. So the Judicial Watch investigated why this particular vaccine was so heavily marketed, and Congress lobbied to make the vaccine required for all female girls. You know, why is government getting into that? Now, in 2008, they uncovered some real sensitive documentation about the possession of, that was in the possession of the FDA on the documentation of the Gardasil. Apparently, the vaccine has a dark side, right? And you've heard about this since then. The FDA documented the following deadly side effects of Gardasil: anaphylactic shock, foaming at the mouth, grand mal convulsions and seizures, coma, and paralysis. Yeah, let's line up to get that, right? Investigators are convinced this isn't all that Gardasil delivers. There are now some cases being documented where young women in their teens and 20s are experiencing side effects immediately after getting the Gardasil vaccination, which are headaches, nausea, cramping, dizziness, chills, fatigue, pulmonary arrest, chest pains, acute cardiac arrhythmia, and death. So after some deadly reactions were evident, the Texas Medical Association and the American Academy of Pediatrics and the Association of the American Physicians and Surgeons of the American Academy of Environmental Medicine have publicly advised against mandatory vaccination of Gardasil or any drug that has very little testing as well as no evidence of long-term value. Well, Gardasil was fast-tracked, okay? The pharmaceutical companies, you know, said X, Y, and Z about their drug and presented some, you know, material that they had total control over to the FDA. The FDA tests nothing. They go by what the pharmaceutical company puts in front of their nose, okay? All right, so although Pap smears appear to prevent cervical cancer, they are really tools used to compel women to have biopsies or surgery of the cervix before a problem even exists. Oh, yeah. If you have an unethical physician, you're in trouble. The Pap smear tool in his hands or her hands is, it's unethical and it's a problem. Now, medicine would have you believe that the error margin of the Pap smear is insignificant, a mere 10%. But what you are told is there are other variables that can influence. What you're not told is there are other variables that can influence the reading of this Pap smear test, such as the quality of the kit itself, how it's prepared and used, was the sample adequate and was it submitted properly, was the kit analyzed under optimal or ideal conditions. All these things influence the reading. So women are also not informed that a Pap smear in itself can cause enough inflammation to produce a bad Pap smear reading the next time it's done. So gynecologists classify pap smears into a few categories, categories 1 through 5. Classification 1 means nothing's wrong. Classification 2 means a little inflammation, and most women will be put on alert by their doctor at this point. You know, it's class 2. We'll just watch it for a while. You'll hear that. So if you have this kind of inflammation to get a class 2, you can get a class 2 reading from having intercourse, using a tampon, using a tampon that contained chemicals like bleach or other chemical fibers that irritated the skin. You can get a class 2 reading of inflammation irritation by taking antibiotics that created a yeast infection down there. Just beware. So do not misunderstand. These are not cancer grades that you're being told. The pap smear are, these are just classifications. So these aren't cancer grades, but people assume it is. So at the mere reading of a class 2 pap smear indicating a little inflammation, a woman may be advised by the doctor to have an unnecessary D&C, which means a dilation and cuterage of the cervix, which in 2009 cost about $6,000, of which most insurance companies paid half of that. So one of my herbal professors felt that pap smears were tools gynecologists used to make their country club payments with. Because of the prevalence of malpractice lawsuits, the physicians tend to go beyond the routine biopsy of taking just a little bit of the tissue in the cervix. And what they wind up doing is a cone biopsy, and they take out the entire cervix that would prevent cancer of the cervix happening within 5 years of them doing the biopsy. So they're like saying, well, because typically with lawsuits, a doctor couldn't be sued if the cancer came after 5 years. So they take the entire cervix, eliminating the risk of cancer of the cervix. And the patient probably didn't have anything wrong with their cervix, right? And doctors have learned to practice this way to protect themselves against lawsuits. But here's a woman that doesn't have a cervix now, and you need a cervix if you want to have a family. So this means that 99% of women with class 2 pap smears think they had the beginnings of cancer with a little inflammation. That's all they had. And according to medical textbooks, a class 3 pap smear just means advanced inflammation, no cancer. So when you get to class 4 and 5, those are kind of like indicators that cancer cells may be present, but not a definite. All right, here's what Dr. Mendelsohn, former top doctor in the United States, said. If you are sick, whatever's going on, don't go to a doctor and don't ever walk into the hospital. End of quote. Yeah, well, I share his sentiment. I think medical physicians have, you know, excelled in trauma. You know, you need surgery or something, you're in an accident. But internal medicine diseases, no. They like to manage those diseases. They like to medicate and cut. That's what they do. Okay, so what you're getting really from doctors with regard to this stuff is a sales pitch. So what do you do if you hear from your doctor, your pap smear came back with a class 4 or 5? What do you do then? Can you turn things around yourself without the risk of surgery or post-op infections or drugs? Well, first of all, if a woman goes to her gynecologist religiously, she won't have a cervix by the time a pap smear comes back showing cancer, typically. Her doctor would have biopsied the cervix into oblivion. And those biopsies can also create infection, making a complete hysterectomy necessary. So the cervix is the opening of the uterus, and this is the area that dilates when you have a baby. So not having a cervix can significantly impact childbearing, intercourse, and the use of birth control devices. And many women who have actual cancer and even evidence of a tumor, that don't want surgery are often are offered the option to shrink the tumor with radiation and then kill the cancer by going, maybe go get some holistic treatments. We'll do the radiation to kill the cancer, and then you can go off to your holistic doctor if that makes you feel better. The problem with that is the radiation not localized, even though women are told it is. And the radiation beam, well, it spreads out like a shotgun blast, and it damages all surrounding tissue with it. It is not uncommon for a woman who has been talked into this treatment with the radiation that she gets burn holes in her rectum and her vagina, creating an opening where fecal matter no longer contained, more infection, more surgery. See, so what happened to the pinpoint localized high-tech laser-guided beam? What happened to that? Well, let's put it this way. The patient doesn't survive the radiation treatment long enough to go to her holistic physician, okay? So let's get a real female survival plan going here. Being a female myself, I make use of God's good herbs, and there are many made just for us gals. Mm-hmm. So herbs like Mexican wild yam, Demania leaf, licorice root, hops flower, Biotex berries, Dong Quai root are just a few. And many of the female herbs contain this super nutrition for the reproductive system, for the hormonal system, and it helps to balance hormones and helps reduce the risk of cancer. Heavy menstrual bleeding and severe cramping can all be corrected with the right combination of female herbs and maybe a cleanser too. So there are many natural therapies that you can combine with, in addition to your female herbs. You can do castor oil packs on the area that you're worried about. You can use herbal dishes. You can use herbs in your enemas. A person the other day had no idea you could do that. Oh, yeah. And for women, it's going to be real important to keep clean and healthy. You want to keep the system as clean as possible. And you got to remember your bowel wraps around the uterus, all your reproductive organs. So it's real important that that bowel not be sick and not leach toxins out through the colon wall to affect those areas. So bowel cleansing for women, for men too, but for women, really, really important. Specialized medicine has us thinking that, you know, we're all made of separate body parts, but no, everything's touching everything else. It's all connected. It's all related. You get a weakness one area and it can spread to another. So we want to make sure we have a balance. If we get an imbalance, it equals what? It equals a risk of disease. So a sick bowel can actually press, even flatten or squeeze and make the uterine prolapsed, you know. So bowel is real important. So if you experience painful periods, it's most likely the uterus swells once a month and feels the pressure from a congested bowel. And do a bowel cleanse twice a year and clean up the bowel. And also don't recongest the system. Make sure you got a really good diet going. Not a lot of junk food, not a lot of fast food, not a lot of processed food. You know, it's real important. Once you cleanse, don't recongest. Now, when I was in herb school, we were learning about these herbal suppositories. And you can make them yourself, actually. And there's a lot of things women can do for themselves. I mean, you don't have to worry about yeast infections as much as we used to. And you don't have to use those prescription creams if you just know a few common sense things to do. So, there is a list of herbs that you can use for herbal suppositories, like especially if you're worried about the cancer risk, you can use dandelion, marshmallow root, yellow dock, golden seal. There's a bunch of herbs that you can use, and then you can get them in very finely powdered form and mix it with a little coconut oil, you know, and make it into the right shape. And And then you could, put them on a tray and then put them in the fridge just to chill a little bit so they keep their shape. And there's just a lot of things we can do. And this is what our ancestors did. And this is what we can still do, especially, you know, with healthcare being so expensive, premiums being so high, we could never even touch getting care. So we're going to have to be more proactive and smart about dealing with these types of issues on our own if necessary. So always use common sense. So if you would like more information, Apothecary Herbs does have a list of those herbs, ingredients, kind of like a recipe if you'd like. If you want to make the suppositories, they do have a line of female formulas in liquid form on their website. Just, you know, click on Herbs for Women, and you can see all of the options there. And the secret to using a lot of those female herbs is having enough of them in the right combination. So I run into this all the time. Women say, well, I tried cohosh or I tried wild yam and it didn't do anything for me. Well, that's because you didn't use the black cohosh with the wild yam, with the Viatex berries, the chase tree berries, the Viatex berries, the Damanian leaf, the hops flower. I mean, you didn't use them together. And see, a lot of these herbs have synergistic effect and they build on one another and help each other and they magnify the power. And so that would be the reason. European women have known about these herbs for centuries, and it takes one herbalist in the 1930s, 40s to go to Europe and learn it and bring it back to America. Mm-hmm. And then have a clinic for 60 years, perfecting everything he's learned. That would be Dr. John Christopher. And then when he retired, he opened a school of natural healing in Utah to teach all he learned to successive budding herbalists so he can carry on and be well. And that's where I went to school. So these herbs that we make, these formulations we make, basically have over 60 years of testing behind them. What pharmaceutical product has that? Think about it. For real. That would be something to make the pharmaceutical companies jealous over, huh? So if you want to check it out, get a free catalog from the powerherbs.com. You can download their catalog there, or you can call and have a hard copy mailed to you. The number to call is 866-229-3663. And this is Apothecary Herbs. The powerherbs.com is their web domain. And you can get empowered and take back the power. And that's what it's about. Feeling not at the mercy of others, you know? That's what it's about. Learning as much as you can and take that power back. That's what I like about these herbs. God's herbs are here for the service of man and for the healing of the nations. And boy, didn't he get it right. And so I can't take all the credit. God's herbs are good. So let's take a lesson from what he's instructed us to do. And let's be well, eat healthy diets, and stay out of the doctor's office, right? Oh, 20% off now through Tuesday. So use the coupon code NEWSITE16. And save 20% on orders of 65 or more now through Tuesday. So get to getting if you want to stock up on your cold and flu, your pandemic kits, your heart formulas, salt, female stuff. It's all there. Herbs for pets. Need some dog collars for the fleas and ticks. It's there. It's all natural. So check it out and save thepowerherbs.com. I got to go. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease, so seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.